Hello and welcome to the Impact Dynamics Podcast.
I'm Andy Little.
I'm Plushy.
My name is Rusty.
Tonight we are hosting the fifth edition of the Golden Yeats.
You are correct.
Yeet.
Yeah. Just get excited, Andy.
Yeah, always.
Match director, mate. Match director.
Chemistry powder, bang.
I hope that's enough.
We need your vote.
Now we've caught up to where we are on the podcast.
All right, go on back.
Roll the outro. All right, here we are. Gentlemen, how are we tonight?
I'm doing well.
I'm also doing well.
Good stuff.
And
we have a room full of people.
Hello.
They're very quiet.
Hello, the people.
they're a little bit noisy. So Andy is here, of course, Andy.
Yes.
How's your couple of weeks been?
Pretty cruisy. Saving a lot of money not shooting. So
good.
You've noticed, yeah, my shooting bank account is going up for a change.
That is plushy. Josh is here as well, pressing a bunch of buttons tonight as he does in the Golden Yeats.
All the buttons tonight.
And this is the fifth annual Golden Yeats. Can you believe we've been doing this for 5 years and still...
I just can't believe people are still rocking up.
I know. This is incredible. But thanks to everyone who did rock up.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
The free alcohol is at the back.
Downstairs, actually. Big thanks to our sponsors for tonight, Scoped Out, The Bearded Chap and Projector Warehouse. More on all three of those later on. The Golden Yeats. What are the Golden Yeats for those who are not initiated yet? It is, Plushy, you look like you've got an answer ready.
No, I was deep in thought.
Okay. Sorry, those two things are very confusing with you. Like, so.
Yeah, I still don't actually know.
The Golden Yeats is our awards for the year for anything we choose to nominate or that gets nominated by our listeners. It doesn't mean a whole lot, although every now and then we do get reached out to by someone who wins saying thanks. So that's nice.
Oh, wow.
We put a form up for nominations for most of the categories, and then you guys nominate various products, people and other such things and companies. And then we talk about the nominations, and then we decide on what it is. There's a few categories where we do take votes on, and we will sort of flesh that all out tonight. So that is how it works. And the first Golden Yeat is a new one, a new category, which we've been building all year, which is our round count.
Ah, yes.
So I have the round counts up here, and cool. It's been about 4 or 5 weeks since we've done an episode where we've talked about round counts.
Yes.
So, Andy, your name is up first. You were 2,776 rounds.
Yep.
Since then, what have you shot to give us your final number?
I've done a little bit of rimfire. I've done a little bit of a centerfire comp at the club, a little bit of handgun, and it's looking around the 250.
Around 250.
Is that including the ones that didn't make it all the way to the target?
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is? All right.
So I think they still count.
The exploding rounds made a return.
Yes.
Find your shotgun.
Yeah.
3,026 is what you finished the year out on.
Nice.
Right. Plushy, you're up next. What's yours? Right.
We required a calculator and a notepad to work this out. We have, it's been a month.
Roughly about a month.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. We did a rimfire rebellion. Rimfire match. We did a rimfire finale and a centerfire finale, and we knocked over some roos. I'm putting it at 890.
890. Wow.
There you go.
Ooh, you're on 4,805. That brings you now to 5,695. Josh, you're up next.
Yeah, I was supposed to work this out about 3 hours ago, and I haven't. So
you're just going to say one more than me?
There's no time.
I definitely did 1,000.
Oh,
no,
wow.
I think I did about 450.
Okay.
That's my rough guess.
450. So you're on 5,261 plus 450.
I reckon he's worked this out
puts
before.
Puts you at 5,711.
Whoa.
That was a good guess.
Well, I actually have some numbers to add to this. I did some testing for a customer on a scope, and I did 8 rounds.
It takes eight rounds to blow up a scope. Wow.
So that puts me on 8,601.
Nice. Very good.
I do believe, though, Josh, you are the winner on 5,711 rounds.
You get a cool photo there.
Yay. Applause.
Well done, Josh. So next year we're having centerfire and rimfire yeets, by the way.
I think so.
There may be more to touch on about that later on in the show. But for now, we're about to invite our first guest up. But we have word from our sponsor.
G'day guys, this is Drew from Scoped Out. Hope you're enjoying the Golden Eats for 2023. In light of the event, we're going to be doing, up until the end of December 23, a little sale on the rings for Scoped. Anytime you're looking to purchase a Scope, get in contact with us and we'll be able to take 20% off the rings that go with the Scope. So yeah, happy shopping.
Thanks to Stuart Scoped Out for that one. Ben Kennedy joins us.
Hello.
How are you, Ben?
I'm all right. I'm getting, this is weird.
You're not used to hearing yourself. Is that what's going on? Now, Ben, you're an international man of rimfire.
Apparently so.
You've been traveling this year shooting competitions.
I have.
Tell us about a couple of them.
So I went to the US and I went to Italy. So the US was for the NRL 22 finale. It was held in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Across a weekend, we shot 20 stages. We started, I think, at 9 o'clock on the Saturday and we were done by 1 o'clock on Sunday. It was amazing.
Oh, wow. Nice.
What's the secret?
I don't know. just get it done. Look, it was a great experience. I would really recommend if anyone wants to do that, get into the NRL 22, do your qualification matches and have a good go at it because it's a great experience.
Yeah.
Just to go there, compete against 270 of your best friends and and do your best and see what happens.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, looking at some of the photos, look, they put on a really good show.
Yeah, they did. And, the stages were amazing. I think the furthest distance was around 297 yards. It was a nice big plate, so that was okay. But we had pan of about 170 degrees as well. So you shoot one way and then you go all the way back this way and back again. Out of a helicopter and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, so. A flying helicopter?
Not quite. We did miss out on shooting off the wings of a plane, though. They were thinking about it, but it was just too far away from where the match was being held.
What, like 10,000 feet? Or?
We might blow off. some really good stages. I actually took inspiration from that match for the finale. Mm-hmm. And use some of the stages from that match in our club finale, which was good.
Nice. One of the interesting things I found was throughout the year they ran the NRL 22 matches, standard course of fire across the world.
Yes.
So everybody can practice it. You can shoot it multiple times and do all that stuff, and it's very generous for time and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then the finale rolled around, and they made it a PRS match, 90 seconds.
Pretty much.
no known course of fire, and did all of the things, and made it really challenging for all the people rocking up.
Yeah.
Which was good.
Yeah. Exactly. And I don't know why they do that, but they just do. That said, there is the NRL 22X format, which is basically PRS 22 with no constraints around distance and time and all that sort of thing. So, great experience. Do we want to talk about Italy?
Sure, mate. Just before you do, grab that other microphone next to Plushy and that should allow
really
us to hear you.
Really quickly unplug the other one.
There we go.
How's that?
Much better.
Okay, cool.
So Italy.
So Italy, yeah. So
shooting somewhere you can't speak the language. Or can you?
We had this discussion. It was spaghetti, carbonara, Aperol spritz. That's all you need to know.
Casual racism going on the show as well. All right, here we are.
Italy was different organisation, obviously. It was the International Precision Rifle Federation. So the match itself was run slightly differently. It was in near a place called Deruta, which is famous for its ceramics. We actually went back there after and bought some ceramics, so their marketing was good.
Very good.
So this match was 18 stages from memory. Testing me now, it was a while ago. And it was at a great little club that has the opportunity to shoot across dams as well as across hills and valleys and things like that. And there was a mixture of targets from close, sort of 45 metres out to, I think the furthest distance was just under 200 from, again, memory, but it was a long time ago and I was really unwell.
Oh, no.
I caught the cold from hell, apparently. Well, unfortunately,
oh, dear.
We got to shoot off some pontoons on the lake and that type of thing. The wind was really, really difficult to pick. So you'd watch the mirage and it'd shimmer one way, but you'd actually have to hold the other way to get impact. So interesting.
Okay. Like shooting on that range 5R range.
Yeah, pretty much the one that, you know, you have to hold low on to get.
What's the wind doing? That. The opposite. Yeah, you get an impact.
Very good. Well, we shall get on to the first of our categories to go through, Ben, which is Rifle Innovation of the Year. So there's a bunch of nominations coming from you guys. I will run through a few of them, and if any of interest to you gentlemen, if you've got anything to add, please do. The 22 ARC. Have any of you guys looked into that at all?
I have. Well, I guess I have seen this. I look into it? Beyond it being an ARC with a 22 caliber bullet, no.
That's it.
It looks a lot like a 22 Creedmoor, but with a shorter case.
Or a BR, maybe. Or 22 BR.
Maybe.
What can't you neck down?
I'll tell you after.
What's in that beer you've got?
All right. The Matrix Pro from MPA, another one.
Oh, I like this one.
Your vote doesn't count. Yeah. Does not count. Hey, whose rifle is that?
Andy's actually named this one.
Have I?
Yeah, you did. You called it the Pink Panther.
Ah. I vaguely remember that.
I don't actually name anything like this, but, you know, you do apparently.
It's better than Pink Bits.
That's where I was going. Yeah. All right, Victrix Venus Pro.
Nice.
It's
should we name this one?
This could be the Peppermint Panther.
Good. The MDT Elite chassis.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Ooh, from the finale.
Are you going to name Batty's gun? No? Okay, move on.
Wow. Good. Well, that could also be Pink Bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Bits of it are. The MDT electronic trigger. Josh, you play with this.
I have. It was cool.
All right, good.
Good segment, Josh. Yeah, we'll go to the next one now.
Expand on that.
The next one from American Rifle Company. Andy, I believe you're going to tell us the name of this one. It's written on the side there.
I can't read that.
American Rifle Company. For that squinty face.
is that Coupe de Grease?
Well, I was trying to get Andy to say something, but
he was clearly not going to say it.
Coup de Grease.
Coup de Grease? I don't know. What is that? Looks like a cool bolt handle on it, though.
Yeah, it is certainly interesting. Anything else that you guys want to put forward?
Rifle Innovation of the Year.
Oof. So this is anything to do with the rifle system itself, chassis or action, cartridge, trigger, that sort of thing. Nothing. Anything from that list that stands out?
Good panel.
Yeah.
We're all over it.
Ben, you're obviously a big fan of the Matrix Pro.
Yeah, absolutely. And I particularly like that colour.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time thinking about that one.
We should actually talk about the trigger for a second.
Okay, please do.
Because I believe that you can actually use that for, when you use a competition as well, but use it for training, and it will actually track your trigger press, and you can download the data from your trigger press.
It can.
Which is one of the most interesting bits about it. So you can obviously train and try and train out some bad habits, or just use it to see what you're actually doing.
Train in some bad habits.
Or maybe train in some good habits, maybe.
Well, here's an idea. Yeah, maybe. I see how that works.
Yeah, and also the zero creep bit, it just goes off.
Having played with one of these, or the pre-production model, Josh, it was very much just squeeze and it's gone. It was very sensitive.
So is it one or two stage, or can it be both?
It's zero stage. It says on the side.
Yeah, zero stage.
Thank you.
There was not a lot.
I know you're here for a reason.
Apparently. If you can let us know what that reason is, we'll look into it.
So show me up, apparently.
It doesn't say it on my employment contract, so.
Sorry, Andy, you were going to bring something important and useful. Just,
good one. I feel like it would be something you'd have to play with and get used to, the feel of that, because I'm used to a two-stage trigger and you have that mechanical feel, but... very interesting.
Did love all the people on social media writing comments about, then the battery is going to run out, and then you're not going to be. And I'm like, you're writing on a phone where you've worked out how to charge the battery.
But you're telling me that somebody won't be using that next year that doesn't have it go flat on the mid stage. Be like, I need a reshoot because my trigger went flat.
Just get a USB, cable.
It'll absolutely
power bank off the side of a rifle.
I mean, his name would definitely be Scotty.
No, his won't run out of power.
You pick which one.
It'll just break. It'll just break. All right, gentlemen, we need to make a decision on this. Rifle Innovation of the Year. Anything from what we've nominated? The ARC, the Matrix Pro, the Venus Pro, all the pros, the MDT Elite. We didn't talk on that a lot, but that's a pretty impressive chassis.
It did. It fixed all of the little issues from the Gen 1.
Mm.
You know, a bit stiffer forend so it doesn't have the flex and stuff like that.
Yep.
A little bit more solid, a little bit more adjustable. They've done a pretty good job with that.
I agree. Yeah. All right.
That action you've got there, is that the one that's got the bolt handle that, you know, pulls back a bit and grabs onto the...
That's what most of them do, Andy.
It's got some...
What is unique about this one?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's what we want to know.
Hanger? It's got some sort of adjustable trigger hanger?
It does.
I vaguely remember watching a YouTube clip on this one. It might be this one. It could be one that's completely different.
It's got a 20-minute rail by the look of it.
Yep.
Okay, good. It's I'm glad we're contributing useful discussion. All right, which one, gents?
Trigger.
Flashy trigger for you because it's something completely different. All right.
Yeah.
Ben?
Oh, I'm going to have to go the Matrix Pro.
All right, here we
are. Fair enough.
Andy?
I'm thinking the trigger because...
All right. Yeah, the trigger's got it then. The NVT Elite electronic trigger, easy. Which
don't
hasn't...
Don't voted for at home.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
We have the final say. Is this your first Yeats? Like Gold Ward?
Well, no, it's not. But you think I'd know by now, but yeah. Anyway.
There's no votes, only nominations.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Okay. So, all right. Very good. Now, we are on to the second category for the Golden Utes, which is, or third category, I guess, because the round count was the first one, is the PRS match of the year. Ooh. Here we go. And there's a couple of people in the room, at least one person in the room that is nominated for this one. So, what we're going to do is we're going to flick through photos from each of them, and you gentlemen have to guess which match it is.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. There's a little. Josh has been really creative with this.
Is there a prize?
Yes. There's a golden yeet.
Is there a prize for guessing it right?
Nothing for you.
No, nothing, mate.
I'm same slightly competitive. Have you not figured it out?
You get the joy of winning, bragging rights.
Right. Okay. I'm in.
All right. Thought so. But there is a clue in each photo as to what match it is. All right. Let's go with the first one.
Okay.
Monato.
Yeah.
Come on, I need the full name of the match.
Monato Meneil.
Ben gets it. You flunked that one, Blushy.
Oh, sorry, I just thought I'd give him a chance.
you'll see there that...
Can we talk about the chassis? What's the chassis name? Come on, mate, what's the chassis name? Do you know the chassis?
That's a Sadeo chassis.
And what calibre is he shooting?
223, I think.
We're talking about PRS match.
223 actually improved, mate.
Is that because it's your bolt barrel action?
No, it's
we're talking about PRS match of the year. Right, sorry. Not whatever Declan is shooting in the photo.
Discussion. Wait, yeah, that's me.
Let's
that
just
one.
Mute them. Did you mute yourself, Josh?
Maybe.
It's worse things to have happened.
What's
the car in the photo? What is the car, more importantly?
It's like a Gemini.
It's a Gemini, yes. Yeah.
Nice, and it had no engine.
Good. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Pretty normal for those cars, though, isn't it? This was Burris Cold Steel Open.
Yep.
I think Andy might have snuck in the Burris part of this.
That's with the Burris scope.
Yeah.
And 6.5 Crete.
And I remember
shooting 123.
And...
Right, grand projectiles.
Plushy ran this one.
He did run this one. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
He still didn't guess it first.
Are these coming in order, Josh? Yeah. Oh yeah, this was the APRS Roaring 40s.
APRS Roaring 40s.
Okay, I'm going to change these up then.
Are these?
Yeah. All right.
ACT Victrix.
Capital Clash.
No one said it yet.
The Victrix Capital Clash.
Hey, Plushy got one.
Right. Those hay bales were terrible, by the way.
This is King of the Hill. Zeiss King of the Hill.
Nice.
Ooh,
I do believe that is correct.
Around. Oh, that's the Victory's Capital Clash.
Other one.
Yeah, correct.
My buttons aren't doing the right things here.
No, there we go.
King of the Hill.
Who can read the quickest?
All right, here we go. And this one.
Gunsport Winter Classic.
Well done.
Gunsport Trading Winter Classic.
He's onto it. He's onto it.
Better. Yep, that's it.
Ooh.
Oh, Little River.
Delta Tactical
Steel Apocalypse.
Again, didn't go to that one.
You see, I can't remember the whole name. I just go, oh, yeah, that's Victoria. Well, that's Queensland. Like, you know.
I even can remember the state.
Yeah, the state. Yeah.
This that was in Australia. Night Force finale.
Close enough. I'll give it to you. Night Force series finale.
Well done.
Well done. We got anymore?
That's right, because we really complained about
it. That was it, because I messed up my buttons.
A lot.
Good. All right, gentlemen, what was your favourite match, Plushy, and why? Tell us why.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'll
ask someone else. Ben,
shut up. I've got an answer. I really like the Benil meltdown, because Ash and wherever the Aaron. Small child back there is somewhere, they set a new standard in match, what would you call it?
Match
flow and
targetry.
Yeah.
So the way that they
quality
hung the targets,
of the match.
Yeah. So course of fire set a new standard. So the targets were hung in a way, and the target selection and the size and, you know, the engagement order and stuff. Where you there was There was something for everybody, and there was, if you could read the impact on the plate, there was a lot of information to be had for the guys that were, you know, in the running for the match. So it was very well run.
Very well won. Who won that one? Was it you?
Scott McMillan won that one.
Yeah, right. Came out of nowhere.
Yeah. All right, Ben, what about
time? I haven't finished yet.
Well, you've run out of time.
Match.
All right. Cool. I'm going to be unoriginal, and actually I agree with Plushy on this one. This was a great match.
Okay.
Again, because Aaron and Ash did a fabulous job just with how it was run and organised and like you were saying, the targetry and the barricades. So generally just always all freaking awesome.
Cool. Plushy, four-word answer, what was your favourite match?
Night Force, finale, working, mover.
Okay. And Andy?
Fair enough. I'm going to go the Roaring 40s in Tassie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that match, even though it was a national match, it felt like a good club match with a lot of really nice people, obviously, some of them here.
which ones?
Pretty much everyone on this couch.
Some of them. and I think I liked it because it was, you know, sort of back to those early sort of barricades and stages where, you know, things aren't quite perfect, but you got to make it work. And the distances and the landscape we're shooting in definitely made it challenging.
It was the negotiating the course of fire before we started the course of fire. It did it for you, wasn't it? Yeah.
But this was a beautiful range. Tassie's beautiful. And, you know, to be able to shoot out to 800 metres, that's awesome. So
had its challenges with all the, you know, just the way the range is and the distance. And
the lack of feedback.
Yes. The underwater part of the range.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. The real reason is to go karting, obviously.
Clearly. You didn't go to this year because you were too sick.
I went the second time where you didn't bother showing up.
The first time when everybody went, you
the practice
did not go.
Session.
Oh, wow.
The practice session. That is it.
Yeah. Either way, you all lost.
All right. Well, speaking of lost, you know who hasn't lost it? I think it's Manil Minato Meltdown. I agree. Set the standard for the year and every match worked towards, and I believe some of them matched it, but also it set the standard. A lot of work from the guys who put that together. So excellent job. Well Neil Minato Meltdown. Well done.
Winner.
Do it again this year. Well next done. Year. Whatever year we're in. Accessory innovation of the year. Now, this is our fourth category, so I've got to change my drink out. Here's one I prepared earlier. We are on to accessory. So there's a bunch of options here. The Lovis Gear Matchmaster, if we've got an image of that. Mm-hmm. Do any of you guys use one of these?
I have one of these this year, it's been a game changer.
Be careful.
No, it keeps you organised.
But it never claimed to be a game changer.
It never claimed to be a game changer. It's actually my favourite accessory of the year.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right.
I've already voted. Sorry, guys.
The Manil Tack Plate. Is this one here with a bag or without a bag? Big handle. Anyone use one of those?
Yes.
Ben, how'd you go with that one of them?
Good. I've got mine personalised. It's got Rimfire Jedi, engraved on the side. So okay. If you ever find that, that's mine.
Who gave you that name?
I actually don't know.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I didn't do
that. Okay, right.
No, I don't know who gave me that.
It wasn't me.
Well, maybe I gave it to myself.
Just in case.
Very good. There is a variation of that one as well that's really good at holding dip. I believe we have that as well. There we go.
Yes.
Dips and biscuits. All right. Very good.
Only the useful product.
MDT Grind Pod. That one there. I don't believe that's that was released in last year. I think that's prior to that. So we'll move on from that. Back on Manil, the Gen 2 muzzle brake.
Ooh.
What's this different about the Gen 2, Plushy?
I can tell you. So
that's why I asked you.
There's an additional port on the front. Mm-hmm. The angle of the brake is reduced, so it directs gas in an upwards direction to fight your muzzle rise. The earlier ones, the Gen 1s, had a pretty steep angle of attack, and it used to drive on a unbalanced rifle, used to manage that quite nicely, but on a well-balanced rifle, it used to actually dive the nose down a little bit.
Okay.
But the Gen 2s solved that issue.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And they track really, really well.
Very good. Are you running one?
Yes, I am.
That's good. answer to that one.
Yeah, it's almost like the Gen 2 is all of the things that I wanted Nick to fix about the Gen 1.
Nick. I think the Gen 3 is out soon as well.
Well, when he sells all of the Gen 2s, he was going to release the Gen 3, Ben. But
don't mention it.
Shh. It's not been released just yet.
The redacted actual attach bag, which is this one here, which I believe came out earlier the year. Anyone use one of those?
No.
I have not.
Play with them a bit in the shop. Been all right. The Short Action Customs modular seating die. This thing's pretty impressive.
That is not the seating die, by the way. That is a sizing die, in case you're wondering.
Josh got the wrong image on that one.
Good work.
It's gone. No one can see it now.
Is there anybody in the room that would feel uncomfortable about that?
the modular seating die. Andy, have you used one of these?
Yes. Yeah,
I've got tell one. Us about it.
Yeah, it's good. Pretty much you buy the one die. Comes with all of the inserts and the seating stem lengths that you would ever require to seat any bullet in any cartridge.
So you know the thing is, Plushie, is when people actually watch that, they're going to see the correct image and you're going to sound weird calling out.
It's not the first time I've sounded weird and it won't be the last time, Rusty. I'm okay with
it. Not in this category.
But having said that, we spent a car trip on the way home. Which match was it? I can't remember.
ACT, possibly.
Maybe it was. And you sat in the back seat the entire way working out what dies you needed for the rest of your life. And we worked out that buying the best quality dies that exist on the market was actually cheaper than buying the not best quality dies on the market.
In the long run.
Yeah, because you can use that for so many things.
It's a modular bit.
The modular bit, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that was it's an expensive
the one that everyone saw just before.
The correct one, yeah. That is correct.
Not only did I end up having to buy new dies for everything. Well,
we talked
dies
with calibers and brass and all sorts of stuff, didn't we? Yeah.
Game changer. Yeah. You know, everyone.
Oh, that word's been thrown around.
It really just opened my eyes to a lot of new cartridges. Like, I mean, 25 cal. And then.
Oh, mine's getting chambered right now. Well, actually, it's being chambered. It's getting sent down this week. Very nice.
And he's got projectiles for it. All right, on to a couple of other products. The Garmin Zero C1. This blew up the internet.
Yes.
The chronograph.
Has anyone actually had an opportunity to use one of these here yet?
I'm not sure they actually
More
exist.
Importantly, you can buy a lab radar for about $200 now.
I know.
they do look impressive. They're small and useful.
Oh, wow.
We will see how they come. Right. And speak, well, I was going to say the other one, but maybe I'll just turf it now because plus she's being rude. the moving target at PRS.
There we go.
Yeah,
that was cool. Nice.
That was cool.
Hey, not that. The one at the finale worked a whole lot better. Let's use that photo, Josh.
No, this photo works. I didn't get one from that.
It did
start here.
This photo is angrier.
Yeah, do not shoot.
Do not shoot.
You're yelling at all the...
Can the person in the room that shot the do not shoot sign stand up, please?
Yeah. All right.
Why am I not surprised?
He told me about it as well.
Good.
I was like, there's two holes in the do not shoot signs. He's like, that was me.
Both times. All right. We won't name too much. But all right, out of that list, do we have... You know, obviously, you said the Matchmaster is a contender.
I was actually going to go with the Matchmaster. No, the Infinity Die.
The Infinity Die? Is that what it's called?
Yes. Oh. Hang on.
Yeah.
Have I got that wrong?
No,
it's Infinity Die.
Seating.
But then I also like the mover because I made it. So it's a tough choice.
Ben, what about you? You didn't make anything?
No, I didn't make anything. No,
you made two world level matches.
Yeah. I did. So without seeing the chronograph, the Garmin chronograph, I'm going to have to say that.
Just
based on what I've heard.
Impressed.
Based on the memes.
Based on the memes, yeah.
Right. Yep. Andy?
I'm leaning towards the Infinity Die.
Okay.
Myself, yep.
Good.
What about you, Rusty? What do you think?
I like the mover.
Yeah. Honestly, if I go with you on the mover, we can like outvote these guys.
Josh, you need to get involved. What do you think, huh?
I'm going to go for the mover so I don't have to change my photo for the live.
Hey, it's the mover it is.
Well done. Well
right
I still pressed the wrong button anyway, goddammit.
It's the mover. Well done. They're very, very biased on that one. Now, look, honorable mentions to the Short Action Customs die. And
they put in a lot of work. And sorry, guys, if you just made that move, it'd be a whole lot easier.
And the Garmin Zero C1 and the Lovies Gear Matchmaster, we may as well share.
I forgot about that. That was a really good product, though.
Yeah, you said it was your favourite.
Yeah,
until they got
you
to the rest
that,
of the things
within
that I didn't
first 30 seconds.
All right.
Turns out I changed my mind easy.
Do you guys watch Hey Hey It's Saturday? Do you remember they used to flip the cards?
Not now, but when they had it on TV, I did.
I remember.
Yeah, and they would do this sort of thing. I've always wanted to do that. Now I can. Now I'll be forgetting.
Where's the guy that's operating Dickie Knees?
I think we've all got dicky knees at the moment.
That's not what I was worried about, mate. Yeah, okay. You're flying low down there.
Righto. Let's move on to another word from a sponsor, Ben. But before we get to that, Ben, thank you for joining us.
No problems. Yeah.
For the Golden Utes. Appreciate your input. Me. We will welcome our next guest up after a message from a sponsor.
Hey guys, it's Aaron from Projectile Warehouse. Hope you're enjoying the show. As a gift from us from Projectile Warehouse, if you use code Golden Utes, you get 10% off anything on the website till the end of December. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Well, thanks to Aaron and Projectile Warehouse for that. And speaking of Aaron, Aaron.
Hello.
Hey, did I just see you on the TV? Are you famous?
Yeah. No, I just work for Ross.
I've seen your face somewhere, I swear.
Yeah,
I can't put my finger on it.
You may have seen him at Scoped Out. You might have seen him at Projectile Warehouse. You may definitely have seen him above both of you on the podium at the Rory 40 match in Tassie.
You'd have to bring that one up.
Yeah. With the best voted match.
And also is the winner of the best PRS match for the year.
True.
It goes to Ash, really. I just did admin
stuff. You just did 90% of the work, right? That's what it is. Oh, very good. All right. Well, Aaron, thank you for joining us. We're going to get into something right in your wheelhouse. Optical innovation of the year for 2023. So here are the nominations that's come through from you guys. The Baris XTR Pro.
Was that even this year?
Definitely not this year.
I thought it was 2 years ago, but anyway.
But if we flick back to that other image there, Josh, you'll see that it was in, because Josh is a bit lazy, he used the same image from the Yeats last year, and the Baris XTR Pro is in that image.
Nice one, Josh.
Already.
But it's a pretty good photo.
However, there is a slightly different version this year because it's slightly anodized differently. So it's a different colour. So it is a new product in a slightly different colour.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There we go. Right, good.
Good throw.
Nice work, Daryl.
Thanks. The Holosun DRS, which is the thermal red dot.
Ooh, wow.
This thing is DRS-TH. Looks pretty cool. Josh, you've looked through that.
It was very cool.
Yeah. It was pretty rad. The Tremor 5, which was definitely not released this year, although was released into Nightforce scopes this year.
There you go.
Like after every other product on the market.
Exactly. This is true.
Who owns the brand? Yeah.
The Zeiss S3 LRP.
Nice.
Okay, it came out and it certainly improved on the S5 in many ways. Mm-hmm. Zerotech Optics got a nomination just generally.
Those guys have been working real hard.
Yeah. I think one of those guys nominated the entire brand as optical innovation. Although there is a photo there of something new coming.
Ooh.
Which I don't know how much we can say about, but there it is.
I'll wait for abusive messages later.
We'll see how they come through. What else have we got? The Element Theos. Has anyone played with one of those?
No, I have not.
Okay.
You came up here for optics.
One of those?
Yeah. Well, did you do your homework or what?
Yeah.
Well, I've done the homework on the ones that we stock.
Correct answer. Yeah, good. The Impact Dynamics Swiss Army Scope. Which is
that's definitely
yes
that one there with
what is the total value of the scopes on that rifle?
We could probably work that out. XTR3 is about $4,200. The ATAC R735 is about $5,800 with a reticle. Well.
So $10,000.
About ten. There is a what's on the side there? Is that a Steiner T6XI? Yep. Which are about
even seen that
four.
One.
So it's about 14 plus and about $25,000.
$39,000.
For the Ricoh.
Right.
All you guys adding cheap little steel weights. Peasants.
Yeah. What targets did you hit, buddy?
More than you in Darwin.
Well, that is true.
Righto.
You'll definitely see where you didn't hit.
There is one more, and so will everyone else when that video comes out. There is one more product as well, which is the Impact 4000, which I believe one person in this room has.
Yeah.
Remaining quiet so no one steals it from him. Good.
Oh, you put the right photo up this time.
Hold on.
Did you put a photo up of it like a range?
So, gentlemen, of those, he turned your microphone off mid-chat, didn't he?
What did he say? I can't hear him.
Good. Well done, Josh. Any thoughts on any of those or anything else to add in, Aaron?
Well, I've had a fair bit of playing around with the Zeiss S3.
Side note, microphones work really well when they're close to your mouth.
Is that good?
Closer.
Closer. It's weird listening to myself. Closer.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Okay. Much better. Open wide.
The only thing that I've played with really in that list is, I've played with the Boros, but the Zeiss S3, I think was definitely up there with one of my choices. The Impact as well. I don't know if that's optical though.
It's got optics in it.
It's got optics in it. But yeah.
It does count. Rangefinders count in the optical category.
In the optical category. but yes, in terms of that list, the only one I've played with is the Zeiss S3. I really want to play with one of these and probably go steal old mates and play around with it, or if we get one in the shop to play with. We're really excited to see how that goes. With the S3 compared to the S5, I think at a more competitive price point and touching up features with a refined reticle, it's definitely, I think, would be competitive on the market where it sits. And I know a lot of guys that have really, really been chasing them and that kind of thing. I don't really know what else.
Plushy, you've got to make a choice.
I've got to make a choice. Are we just
We'll come back to the choice in a moment. Okay. Plushy, don't rush the boy. All right. Now, you tell us some things. This is how the podcast works. You talk about it for a little while.
I'm just going to channel my inner Rimfire Jedi.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to select a product that I know, although I've never touched, but I like the idea of it. The Impact 4000.
Okay. All right. No comments on any of the others?
Well, there was one that didn't count.
Okay.
No, the Zeiss is really good. They've come a long way in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
Watch out for the next few years, I think.
Mm. Same with Zerotech, actually, I think.
Oh, we should talk about those guys.
Yeah. I mean, we could.
They were nominated.
It's an Australian company.
I've played with that one as well.
I mean, they've come from a scope that you put on maybe your hunting rifle or your 22 a couple of years ago to... Yep. Playing pretty seriously in the PRS world in a very short period of time as well.
Now, all three of you gentlemen, I believe, have played with a new product that's coming out next year.
Are we allowed to talk about it yet?
I think we can allude to it quite heavily. I mean, it was at a match.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than all of the other ones they've got so far.
Yeah.
It's actually very good.
Yeah.
Andy, what about you? Any comments on optics from this list?
Yeah, well, look, I was going to say a lot of things, but Aaron said everything I was going to say.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't need. Off you go then. We don't really need you then anymore, Andy.
No, I was just wondering the Impact 4000. Is that what other features does that have other than laser rangefinding? Is it onboard ballistics as well?
Yes,
it does.
Yep. Cool.
You can punch. It's got an internal compass as well, so you can punch in, you can sort of set your wind direction and then you give it a value, and then, you know, whatever direction you're going in, it'll give you a wind hold as well.
Okay.
Cool. Which is quite useful.
It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Very good. All right. Have you got some votes at all? Any views?
Oh, it's tough. I think the Impact 4000 for me.
4000?
It's actually, something. Yeah. It's not doing something totally brand new because there's been some other things on the market, but it's at a price point that your average person could afford.
Because most of the products in that market are around the 10 to 12 thousand plus Australian, and this one comes in around four.
I was leaning towards the Impact as well.
Well, I guess that has taken it out then.
I was going to say the Impact.
All right, the Impact 4000. The product that none of us have played with. Plus, have you played with it?
I have not yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you go. None of us play.
Yes, I'll just file it later. Out.
There we go. On paper, it reads really well. Let's go. Let's get some Daryl action in here.
Oh, that was
nearly got Josh.
So, who's Joe Beth? I'm not sure. Andy or Aaron?
Let's move on from that one. No, Andy's definitely Aussie or the Ostrich.
What?
It's definitely. All right, speaking of Aussie the Ostrich, Content Creator of the Year. There is some fantastic nominations for this one. Let me run through them. Speaking of Zerotech, Woody from Zerotech. Chris Woodrow there is making some fantastic content, although I believe that part of that image is not his content. But anyway, that's
taken from him. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's inspired by his. Woody's been doing a bunch of stuff behind brands and previously worked for Night Force and now Zerotech and making his own stuff as well. It's looking really good. It's great to see. X-Ring has been nominated. You guys familiar with X-Ring at all?
No, I don't know this one.
No, I haven't heard of X-Ring.
Tell us about X-Ring.
Been around a long time. I've often been deep dives into a bunch of specific things. Shoots for the MPA pistol team, if you can't read. I can see that. And yeah, it certainly makes some, you know, I've been sent links of reviews and stuff that they've done, and it's been some good stuff.
Because I thought X-Ring would be like F-classy, but
yeah, cool. Sounds
could
wrong.
Be. Yeah, don't know enough about pistol stuff these days. Impact Dynamics has somehow been nominated.
Yeah, exactly my thoughts.
Yeah. I don't have a boo button, I'm sorry.
I'm sure everyone in the room can boo for us. So on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3. There we go. All right, that's
nailed
it.
Nailed it.
Boobs. Nailed it.
Huh? Yeah.
They said boobs.
They said boobs.
Yeah, I heard boobs. Sure. Yeah.
You would. All right, the Precision Unloaded podcast. Josh, you've been on this podcast.
Unfortunately,
this is
yeah.
the New Zealander weird
They decided
accent.
To have me on there.
Yeah.
Well, that is a good photo.
We went to get their logo and I was like, no.
This is so much better.
This is the one where Graham, who's come over and shot over here, as well as Collie is a regular, and Mark, who came over and was the team manager a couple of times, has been on this one. Have you guys listened to this show?
Yes, I have.
On occasion, yes.
On occasion. When I can put up with the accent.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, 70 on? Sucks would have been hard.
Sorry?
Do you watch it in like video form and have captions and sit there reading through it instead? It makes so much more sense.
Well, that would make it much more sense, yeah.
So I'm much better. Get the transcript.
Good. All right. Wind Call Diaries. This is a meme page, I believe, Josh. Yeah, Josh, right. You're familiar with this one?
It is. There are some decent memes that some of them might make an appearance later on. There.
Oh, okay.
That one's at the bottom of the page, yeah.
We will save that for a little bit later. MDT have made it in.
Oh, they've made a real effort lately, haven't they? They've really picked up their game on content.
They've done well. They've done extremely well. Yeah. Extremely well.
Pushed out a lot.
I do have a question, though. The image we're looking at is of dude shooting. Got an MDT product and it's got Nightforce on there. All looks good, except somehow his shoulder is a mountain. Yes. You see that?
Yeah.
It's really solid, so you wouldn't have much recoil to worry about.
That's a fair point.
He probably managed that recoil
quite
well.
I wonder if that's a new product coming.
Maybe.
Mountain Shoulder by MDT. All right, we'll see.
It'd be a well-priced accessory, though.
Edge of the Outback as well, often doing things with thermals.
Oh, yes.
As well. Making some very, very good content.
How many subscribers? Is that 500,000 subscribers?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
It's about 10 times the amount we have. So,
What do they do right? They need to learn.
Just a lot of thermal footage of shooting pigs.
Yeah.
Is that all it takes? We just got to take videos of blowing things up.
Yeah,
that's cool. We can do this.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, actually provide some useful information.
Hey, Timmy, where are you?
Speaking of useful information, next one is Range Derp. So use your response.
Nice.
Josh, are you familiar with Range Derp much?
I am not, but I saw the photo and went and followed them anyway. Nice. So we'll find out soon.
Yeah.
Very good.
With all of the accounts?
All right. All of the accounts.
Winning in the Wind. Winning in the Wind. This is an F-class shooter teaching wind. Andy, you probably should subscribe to this one.
I have. I put this guy up.
Oh, did you nominate?
Yeah, I nominated him. So he's traditionally F-class shooter, and then really delves. He's starting to go into PRS.
Oh, really?
So he sort of shows his bit of a story and how he reloads and things like that. But he's got a real dry sense of humor.
I love that.
He says it's about winning the wind, but it's more about reloading. But anyway,
good. He should have shot the finale 2 years ago. That would have been good. See if he did win the win. Miles to Matches, who got an honourable mention last year. Who's on this podcast? Aaron, do you know this one?
Chad Heckler and Francis Conlon.
Yeah.
Good save.
One of my favourite ones. I didn't nominate these guys, but it's high quality content.
Okay. Good. Excellent.
Cool.
Can't relate.
That's why I listen to it, because this has got nothing.
Yeah, fair enough. The other one that's been nominated
Of high quality content.
Is our very own Range Creep.
What?
Whoa.
Josh himself.
Did he nominate himself?
I have 4 burner accounts.
He actually ended up with about
3 nominations.
7 or 8 nominations.
There you go.
How
much did you have to pay for
those people need to go and seek help.
So, gents, anything to comment on from the nominations of content creators? Anyone stand out from that list or others?
I've really enjoyed shooting every single match with the camera in my face this year.
Now, tell us what you really think.
Yeah.
I was just going to say MDT definitely has been up in my feet a lot with their reels. They're 30-second tips and tricks, especially for PRS.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They've really been pumping them out. And then hunting as well, they've done a bunch of how to stop a tripod or you know, minimal gear and just quick 30-second reels, which have been, or even like 2-minute videos on YouTube.
I can say the 3-minute videos have been great as well. Like even interesting things. Like I had a golf ball that was 800 meters or something like that, and it was just, that was Paddy Young's.
And all their testing as well, actually. Yeah, just the random, like that massive 22 they just kept chopping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep.
And the scope that was like 4 foot in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't, does scope height matter? Yeah, they've definitely been pumping out some good content. I've been, Josh is always in my face at the range as well.
You're welcome. Anytime. I'll be there all next year.
Taking lots of photos of me and these guys as well, and especially the PRS matches. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't really watch a lot of shooting YouTube or any of that. I can't really give a constructive input.
Okay. Andy, anything from you?
I was going to say Impact Dynamics podcast, but that's a bit biased.
No. Good content creator of the year. I should clarify.
Oh, this isn't the Game Changer Award. No.
That's a non-Game Changer Award.
I'm just trying to nominate anyone but you.
Fair enough. I'm going to go winning with the win. I just like it how he's dry with his humour. Covers some good reloading topics, and you know, he goes out and tests the stuff himself, so he puts out his sort of real data.
Okay.
But yeah, like Aaron said, the MDT as well, punching out heaps of small clips with some useful information, something we should do more of.
That's going to be hard work.
You'd have to learn it first, or maybe just like redo theirs.
It's
like flattery.
Or we could
like,
do theirs with humour.
Oh, hang on. Is that a burn on MDC?
No. They're saying theirs is good, but we can do it better.
Yeah, there we go.
Like funnier. Sorry, funnier, good, not better.
And miles to matches as well. That's good. Miles to matches. That's
Flushy,
good
anything to...
So my head's telling me miles to matches because...
What are your balls telling you?
My balls telling me... Oof, wow. I'm just going to back to what I was originally. I'm just going to like step over that because that was below the bar.
I get it. Good joke. Yeah. Well,
no, these guys have got
some
really...
I see what you're saying, MDT, but funnier.
Yeah, that's right. Hilarious. Now, these guys have got like valuable information that they're very data and statistics driven, which resonates with me a lot. The things they talk about really make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But my heart's telling me that guy over there has put in a pretty big effort this year. Mm-hmm. He's made a lot of content for a lot of different platforms. It's got a lot of coverage.
Yeah, I was going to say that that if you guys have been watching anything Australian shooting, there's a number of brands that Josh is behind that you may or may not know. Now, he does have a team with him as well, so can't give him all the credit.
Mostly the team.
But he does run the team, so he can give him all the credit. And so all the PRS stuff, all the scoped out projector warehouse, ID stuff, and also even just contributing knowledge and discussions with other content creators. Josh does a lot more. We give him a hard time on the show, but he actually produces a huge amount of content.
Just Rusty, just wait. Remember, this is performance development review.
Yes.
You can't say too many nice things.
Wait for the kicker.
I know it's coming back.
But the winner is MDT, I think. because Josh does an excellent job, but we try and keep it not in-house.
Yeah.
For the awards too much.
Yep.
So
we'll see which one makes the actual header.
I should probably follow Josh, I guess. I don't know.
He tags you all the time. Don't do it. It's a lot of work to keep up with it.
You can't follow people that block you.
Well, the reason we can, NDT, we talked about it before. They do some amazing content. They're educating really, really well. So it's a credit to what they do. Mm-hmm. And it's the type of thing where they're a unique company where there's a lot of companies that have done, you know, what they've done, brought amazing products to market and all that sort of gear, but MDT constantly give back to the community by either that media they put out there to put the knowledge out there. I mean, they don't have to do that. And they do. And they came out here and they did a lot of things. So they've been an amazing company to deal with, despite they're looking forward to their Mountain Shoulder product. They continue to do that, which is really, really good. Plus, we also are about to give Josh a massive plug in the next category as well.
Oh, look out.
Oh, no.
Best photo of the year.
Here we go.
Here we are. So pretty much all these photos. Sorry, just want to get my Daryl Summers moment in. It's not going well. I'll just take that minus 8,602 now.
Anti-climax.
The best photo. So the way this works is we put these photos up on socials, or Josh puts them up on socials. These are photos that Josh has taken, and this is his. He's made the selection of his favourite photos on the year. And then we've asked you guys to vote on it. So I believe we have the numbers of votes, and then we're going to take the votes in the room. So guys, be watching the monitor, and we will get your votes in on these. Let's have a little look. Photo number one. Oh, Ben. Nope.
Nah, boo.
Ben Kennedy.
The rimfire jitter.
With the rimfire too.
He got three votes on that one. All right. Very good. On to the next one. Four. Just the one vote. Now, Josh,
that's because he's a lefty.
Yeah. I understand. Right? But this is one of your magic photos. This is a photo that you always try to get.
It's the timing, isn't it?
The timing of thing. That
and
case,
hoping the camera does what you want it to do.
And that case actually being in focus. If you look in on that, Josh, I know you can't zoom in on, so I won't ask you to do that, but it'd be great if you could.
If you watch the live video, you'll be able to see that.
No, no. If it'll you watch the non-live video, you'll be able to see that.
Nah.
That's a very difficult shot to get. And well done for getting it. But, lefty, only one vote. Fair enough.
Yep, fair enough.
On to the next one.
Probably he voted on himself.
Yeah. 12 votes now.
Yeah.
Can we not let this guy win? He wins enough.
Josh took the photo.
No, not this guy. Sorry, the guy in the photo. Don't let him win.
He's not. It's the photo. It's the camera. He was just there.
You get your vote. Just you'll be fine. Calm down.
Yep. 12 votes for that one. Right. On to the next one.
I've got 10 fingers, so okay.
Jane, one vote.
Only one vote.
That was
Guy. It was not Guy.
I think the better half should get more.
Yeah.
It's actually supposed to be, it's two digits. We just hit the second digit.
But bonus points for the fingernails. I like it. Yeah. Five votes for this one.
I'm disappointed in the intent for this one. This deserved more.
This is a great photo. Yeah.
Cold mornings in Mildura.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The ones in Buchan were good though.
All right, on to the next one. 17 votes for the hay flying everywhere. It's only because they're 17 people who didn't shoot that stage.
Marco was in my squad on that stage, and that was first stage of the day.
Mm.
That was horrible because all the loose hay was there, and it's blow back in your eyes and everywhere. And then he's got his sunshade on as well, which I had on. Mm. I tipped out a half a scope full of hay at the end of my first stage.
That's a phrase that's never been said before. Half a scope of hay.
Yes.
Memory serves me correct, the next day everything was taped up.
It was wrapped in plastic. They got some feedback.
All right, on to the next one. This guy. Angus, he's in the room.
It's a good photo with a Gemini in it.
It is.
Just a Gemini. That's the only reason I picked it.
Yep, next one.
Noski.
Hey,
he's got to point you in the right direction this time.
Ooh, all right, some history there. That's a great photo.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, is that all or any more?
It's one more.
One more.
One.
Sean.
Oh, come on. I feel sorry.
In Darwin.
I know, deserve more than one vote.
He's got my vote.
All right, so we're going to do this in the room. We're going to flick through those photos quickly. Plushie, you're going to count.
Yeah, can you turn the light
off
so I can actually see?
No, it doesn't work.
Get better eyes.
Okay, well, so guys, hands up, nice and you can vote for more than one photo as well, because everyone could. All right, so we've got first photo here. Plushie, what have we got? And you guys on the couch as well.
No extra votes for Ben.
Ben.
No, I can't see anything. No votes. No.
I can see two, so we end up on five.
No lefty.
Anything for the lefty?
Oh, what? No.
Fair enough.
One okay, there. There's an extra vote. Won't help.
Yep, won't help.
Can we have minus eight?
12.
I got minus eight.
For Guy.
Yep. Minus eight. Only four.
Right, yep. Four total.
Okay, all right. Any votes for Jane?
Is there 14 people in the room?
Are we voting,
yes.
Andy?
Right.
Yeah, why not? That's definitely up to 20.
Right. 20, wow.
Joel's? Josh has both hands up.
I do like that.
There's two votes for Josh.
I'm impressed that jump has made it to every shooting match for the last 3 years.
Yep. He's got 14 of them.
It's consistency. Right.
Yeah. Any votes for 17. The hay?
We can't, like...
I ate half that hay bale.
That's the minus 10 right there.
And it was just with fear.
Any votes in the room for the hay bale?
So we got Jane first and that one second, right?
This one. Yeah, definitely.
Anything for Angus?
What?
With a Gemini?
Are we voting for the car or the photo?
Two, so that brings us to
the car.
The car, right.
Next one along.
Noski.
I mean, minus five for pointing his gun at people at that much.
What? Right
Fun fact, though, that was taken after a broken camera, so I was pretty happy with that.
There you go. Nice, all right, we've gone to four with that in the last photo.
Four.
Anything for Sean?
Sean in Darwin.
Hey, come on in the room. Help him out.
There's
eight votes. Got that. Cool. So nine.
Well,
nine.
I think the photo of Marco shooting off the hay bale.
I thought Shane got 20.
The numbers 50. Don't quite check out with that. But anyway, there we go. Great photo, Josh. Well done. Great photo.
Work, buddy.
Depending how much money you slip me later, we can change this in post. So.
Good.
There'll be none of that.
Right. That's exactly right. All right.
Oh, how do I get on that?
Aaron, your time has finished.
Time
has
finished.
Is there anything you want to say to Aaron, Andy? Is that you're about to confess your undying love?
No.
No. Wow, really quick. Plus she's arguing with Josh.
No, I'm not arguing with Josh. I'm just trying to work out why he gets drinks and I don't.
Because I asked for them.
Well, Aaron, thank you for your time.
Thanks.
And don't worry about these guys. And we want to hear from our next sponsor.
Hey guys, we are just getting ready for the Golden Geeks, so it was a little bit beforehand. But one of our sponsors, the Bearded Chap, it comes in handy right now. So, Andy, what are you putting on?
Tobacco vanilla beard oil.
So. Oh, very nice. Go on for it.
It's not my favourite. That's the best part. Well, it's my favourite. So, yeah.
It's also my favourite.
Oh, wow.
It's everyone. What are you brushing?
I've got the beer bar.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Nice. And I have the deodorant, which I definitely need right now. Is that what it is? Hey, it's what it is. So you guys can support the show by going to beardedchap.com/impact. Yeah, it sounds good in here if you say it loud. Or you can just use the code
impact.
I said loud. Try again. What code can you use, Andy?
Impact.
And that will support the show and support a shooter-owned company. So go and check it out. Be a chap. Thanks for being with us for another year. And let's get out of here. We're ready for the show.
Let's do it.
Bye.
We are back, the bearded chap.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff, a little bit of a behind the scenes of us getting ready.
So we cut straight to the non-bearded chap.
That's okay, I use their deodorant. It's very good.
Can you go?
Very good.
Really?
No, I cannot. Right. No, not
right,
at all.
Maxwell. Maxwell is here.
Hello.
For those who don't know Maxwell. Maxwell, In the Dark is your latest project.
It is, yes.
Tell us about it.
That down a little bit.
Yeah, I just cut to the shot in the photo, just so you know.
You got a photo.
I'm wearing one as well.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, I was going to wear it as well, but I was worried you'd wear yours.
Everyone should wear them.
The jumpers, not the shirts.
Put your face on it, mate. More people will wear it.
I'll put my face on you.
All right. So, moving on from In the Dark, because there's too much light around for Maxwell to be sensible here, it seems. Now, tell us about In the Dark. Tell us what's going on.
So, In the Dark, I started basically to run some shooting competitions outside of the
range.
The range, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, shooting foxes and stuff like that. And hopefully in the future, we hope to open it up to more feral animals that are in Australia and see how we can grow it and where we can get it to.
Very good. Exciting. So check it. How do we find you on that?
On Instagram and Facebook under In the Dark 369 on Instagram and In the Dark on Facebook.
Very good. All right. Brilliant. Awesome. Well, you've come up to help us out with a few categories.
I have.
First one is episode title of the year.
Here we go.
Podcast episode title of the year. So these are all the ones that were nominated. Let's go. I think we've got them all listed, don't we? Let's move on to them. And there's a good image with each one. Yep. We made a threesome. Plushy, this was your intro episode when you first joined the podcast.
Well, as a permanent member, yes.
As a permanent member?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not going to be the winner. Yeah. Okay, I suspect, yes.
Not going to be the winner. All right. Speaking of which, your drink has been delivered.
Well.
Very good. Next one. Jiggle my 2 inches.
Very appropriate after the threesome.
Yeah.
We're
very appropriate.
This is the podcast episode that Plushy and I struggled to hold together. Yeah. While Andy was completely oblivious to what was going on.
Yep.
All right. Good.
He was just look at his eyes there. He was just looking at it going straight over his head.
Yeah.
It's like we put these thumbnails on purpose.
See, the joy is that if you guys look at this, there's a very small image on YouTube, and it's a thumbnail, and they all look the same, right? But this is actually what they look like blown up, and there is reasons the boys picked the photos they picked. They should actually drop these photos on Facebook or YouTube.
We do, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do.
All over it. Perfect.
There you go.
Anyway, on to Andy stealing ideas.
Oh, no. He looks embarrassed.
Jesus.
Stealing Andy's ideas, not Andy's.
Plus, he's trying to steal my virginity.
Wow. All right. Moving on.
Is that what happened when we got drunk in Bucking?
That looks like. Oh, that was this. That was a bearded chat plug.
Oh, yeah. That was salty, wasn't it?
Sprayed sea salt in your hair.
I'm pretty sure it recommends, like, what, 5 sprays, not 50?
Ah, well, you know.
It's still got a 5 in it.
still you sound has a bit five salty about that.
Yeah, I was.
I like it. Well done. Well done, Maxwell. No, now I know why you're up here.
Yeah.
All right. After being go deep. Yeah. Speaking of Maxwell, go deep.
And being salty.
Handy looks like he's about to send it deep. All right, on to the next one.
All the aspects.
Don't suck, tough. And if you do, swallow.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Wise words from Plushy.
I mean, you took a fair while to realise that I wrote that in your data card.
Yeah.
You were very oblivious to that for quite some time.
I'm trying to do a podcast.
Oh, you guys are – is this like an AA meeting or something? The Tack Table Dilemma. This was –
one of my favourite episodes.
Yeah, where we worked out the Plushy was no good at shooting.
Of tack tables, yeah.
Of tack tables.
It took a while to work out.
And we should worry about his own performance and not somebody else's performance.
This is true. All right.
I just tried to be like you and copy what you're wearing.
The yellow stoby pole, which happens to be the same image as Jiggle Ate My 2 Inches.
That is not my favourite podcast, but that is my favourite podcast event.
Yeah. Turns out I wasn't thinking the next day and didn't update the image.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This is episode where we talked about Josh driving into a stoby pole.
I've got a photo of the yellow stoby pole in Josh's car if we want to put that up.
Oh, I think that probably should go up.
That should go up.
Yeah. I've got a video too, and that's not going up.
I've also got a video which is much better than your video.
I've got some videos that aren't going up as well, but not related. All right.
Should we jump back to Tick Creator?
What was your favourite?
Oh, it's a hard choice, but I think If You Don't Suck, Swallow is pretty good.
Yeah, bored of that episode title. The year.
Jiggle Ate My 2 Inches. No, definitely.
If you don't suck and if you do swallow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's my vote. Right.
Is that agreement in the room? Yeah. Okay. Ooh. No one's disagreed.
There's some wise words.
There it is. Don't suck if you do, winner. Well placed.
Well done, boys. Well done.
All right. Very good. Fantastic. On to the next. There we go. I'm going to get Josh. All right. Now, on to the funniest shooting memes of the year.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
This is always an interesting category. I've not seen many of these. So, Josh, we're in your hands. Let's see what happens. Oh, dear.
25 cow Andy to start off with.
Okay. Andy, I think you need to read through this one. This network's audio.
This is definitely an Andy one to read through. Go on, Andy, take it away.
I haven't seen this. Where did these come from?
Take it away.
All right. Blowing up projectiles at a match.
Small brain.
And we're slowly progressing. Bigger brains here.
Yeah.
Decide to rebarrel. Game changer. Wow. Rip off Plushie and make a 25 Creedmoor. Buy all the 25 cow projectiles I have before Plushie can say he copied me. That's great. Do you need those projectiles?
That's a good one.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, my barrel's rocking up next week, so maybe.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'll do a good price.
No, you won't.
Do you want my Supreme barrel?
Yes.
Throw back to our friends at the Windcall Diaries.
Congratulations to all the shooters competed with the Morgan King 10
Ds.
Oh,
yeah. That's
some shade.
One.
It's shade there not being shade. No pun intended. Shade being thrown.
There is.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
On to the next one.
Did you get yours yet?
No.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, cool.
Moving on to elaborate our things.
Oh, no.
All right, this is Labrador is being demoralised by the new chronographs from Garmin.
Wow.
Apparently not the only industry they've recently disrupted. Dasher Boys. Plushie, do you want to read this one out?
Right, Dasher Boy, a fruity dude that can't handle the recoil of the Creedmoor class of cartridges, enjoys getting pegged, microbrews and gardening. High odds of possessing a decorative gnome collection. Share bathroom stalls with other Dasher Boys. Smells like Axe body spray and buttholes. Those Dasher Boys must be in town again. By Creed King, February 8th, 2022.
Okay.
Hey, hands up if you run a Dasher in this room.
Aaron.
Hey.
I was going to say, that sounds like you might
child
be
over there. Right.
Might be rechambering.
Before you start laughing too much, though.
Here we go. Tell me you didn't make an impact without saying you didn't make an impact. We've got an angry plushie.
That's not angry. That's sad plushie.
Yeah, that's there's a bit of anger in those eyes.
That's not about that.
That's like 30 seconds later.
Yeah. You look real deep. You can see the sadness. It's under the cap.
Oh, good. All right. Oh, dear. Carry on. Yeah. Next one. Josh talking about his round count. It was only five. Oh, that makes it all better.
For me is someone tried to hide this from me and be like, sneak it into the podcast episode and then sent it to me and I lost it. That's great.
Yeah, Nick messaged it to me and said, slip this into the podcast without Josh noticing. I'm like, literally cannot do that. But I just sent it to Josh and put it in.
It's there.
Marksman is the new pro. That's
some WA boys. Oh, that's hey, buddy, how are you going? Awesome.
With Adam. Oh, well done, Pyro. Awesome. When all your mates made the cut for the precision rifle.
Oh, dear.
All right, good. It's getting very, very...
Getting heated.
Oh, go on, Maxwell. I reckon you can do the voice for this. Come on.
This is my neighbour, Nick. I get a funnel, he make a funnel. I get a comparator, he must make comparator. I get firearms license, now he's not allowed.
Oh, sorry, Nick.
Oh,
well, Nick sent this one in. Josh was thinking about not putting it in, and then went, Nick sent it to me. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Also good. From Nick.
Want to see my impersonation of a glory hole?
Oh, I wonder if Nick sent this in. Yeah.
I'm glad I went through that, actually. I was out somewhere and someone was like, have you got photos of plushie from that night? And I went, oh, no, first thing in the morning, sent these to people.
That's not the, that is the night. Yeah.
Okay. Right, things cool. That you should do in the dark.
What triggers a PRS shooter more? Wobbly barricades, unlimited round stages, gear restrictions or unknown distance? Aaron, what is it?
That's what
wobbly barricades.
Yep.
What about a distance that's wrong?
An incorrect distance should be the last one. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. When the WA lads roll into the stage roof.
Hey, hang on. Sam doesn't have a rig like that.
No, he's got three rigs like that.
All right, that's good. All of them.
That's all of them. All right, I like the plushy one, the Andy one
at
the beginning.
I've got a late submission. Where did my phone go?
Oh, you can't do that to Josh.
Can't do a late submission?
No. Oh, okay.
Hang on. Josh,
is this the one that I'm thinking of?
Yep, you've already got it, but I'm going to send it to you again. Hang on, just 2 seconds. Just bear with me.
While
I work out technology.
Talk amongst yourselves, everyone. Because
I've got this one currently.
Yeah. Have you got this one?
Give me a second.
This one was okay. So Josh has chosen not to include this, and
it
now
was too much effort.
Oh, hang on, wait. It depends on there's two.
Are we going this one?
Yeah, that one.
That's the one.
Okay.
It's been floating around the room all night.
All right.
Oh, dear. It's got my vote.
Wow.
Right. If we could have actually had taken the time to put Nick's face in there, it would have been slightly better.
Harsh, but fair. All right. Yeah. I still like the one with Andy.
Yeah.
Who made
that one?
That's good. Yeah. And Axel, what's your favourite out of that lot?
I like the Manil one.
You like which one? This one?
The last one.
The last one.
It was pretty good.
Okay. Plushy?
Ooh, I like the Andy one, but I like the Manil one more.
Okay. Josh, what about yourself?
Oh, I like the Andy one a bit more.
You like the Andy one a bit more?
Mainly because I didn't get enough time to put Nick's face in the other one.
All right. Andy, what did you vote for?
I don't know, but that one looks good to me.
We're going with the Andy one.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Because it's true.
We'll go with that one.
You're
going
to get a win. You're going to get a win tonight. Look out.
Yeah.
All you got to do is buy protect. That was before plushie.
All right.
That's right. No gun to shoot him in.
So, on from the means, we're into sexiest rifle.
No, because my bullets are exploding my 6mm, so I thought if I put 25s in it, they'll fit.
Good.
Well, that's how it works. I'm glad
on
to
the
know.
Sexiest rifle. Let's move on, gentlemen. Let's move on. This is the same deal as with photos of the year. So there was votes from them, and then we'll take a room vote. Possibly less chaotic than last time, but who knows?
Let's see.
Let's see. Number one.
It's tidy.
Meh.
Polar opposites up here.
Wow.
You got a lot of votes. Got 30 votes for this one here. All right. Very good. Maxwell, any opinion on that one?
The FDE is just a little bit wrong. You look at the rear bag and it's just the wrong tone.
Okay. It's a nice scope though.
Okay. It
FD
is.
Except 10. For the sunshade.
Yeah, they did the FD.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you could go to that Cerakote.
And the muzzle
well,
break. That, yeah. All right, on to the next one. Well, I got some votes. 46.
Mm. Well.
It's nice. Mm. It's interesting.
It's interesting. It's
It's very Queenslanderish.
Mm. Okay.
It's definitely Queenslanderish.
Yeah.
Next one on.
Tidy. Ooh. That's tidy.
45. Are they votes?
I needed
they,
sexy music for this one.
Are they oats or votes?
They're how many rounds it takes before a rebound?
They're definitely votes. Definitely and it's votes. 45.
45.
Yeah, and that hasn't scaled correctly.
It's leading the pack. All right. Glad we didn't give them content creator of the year. All right. On to the orange MPA Matrix Pro. They votes. Not so much love for that one.
Probably the most accurate rifle in that bunch.
Okay.
But anyway.
Speaking of accurate rifles, when you put the bolt in, we have a KRG.
They've even highlighted a different colour so you know if it's not in.
Yeah. Yes, you look at it and you know something's not matching here.
If you look really close to the engraving, you'll see some more. 23 votes for that one. 23 votes for that one. Kadex chassis here. Oof. This is 15 votes. Next to what? Okay, we've moved on. Oh, someone in the room is excited. This is
six votes.
Oh. Hey, yeah, that rifle won that match that weekend.
It did.
It did, yes. It did. I don't know if any of the others did that.
No. Usually only have one winner.
Well, or any of the matches that they entered. But anyway,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Six pretty votes confident. For that one.
Yeah.
Seven votes for this one.
It's because they can't see it. It's camo. Can't see it.
What rifle? Yeah. It's just a scope and a barrel.
It's just, yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty weird. Yeah.
Two votes.
Can definitely see that one.
Right, yep.
Yeah, for the for what did we call it before? The Hulk something.
Hulk?
No, there was a green.
The incorrect.
The green machine.
Green machine. Cool.
That's it.
We
got nine.
All right. Well that's it.
Right. I think let's choose our top three. Top three, which is this one here, 46 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone in the room like to hang on? Just slow down, Josh.
It's close.
It's anyone in the room want to support that one? No,
not good votes, guys, good votes.
I like the ACC Elite. I don't like the Maroon.
Okay, all right, no worries.
It's from Queensland, buddy.
Remains on 46 votes. What else we got? 30 votes for this one here for the FD option. Any votes in the room for that one? You're allowed to say yes. Andy, you said you liked it before. Maybe.
I did say I liked it.
All right, so 31. On to the last one.
But to be honest,
45.
I think I like this one a bit
more. Does anyone like this one?
Do you know what? I like the owner more.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
I see three hands. Plus up here, there's like 50 votes.
Yeah.
I was going to actually say 48. But anyway, because yours doesn't count because you can't just choose the owner.
Right. Well, I did.
There we go.
All right.
Second year in a row.
Really?
Wow. Same won it last year.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, we've got to stop that happening. Someone build a better gun.
We just make that a minute match next year.
Someone
great.
Just build the same gun and get a better photo.
At least he wins something. All right. There we go. Cool. Throw that off there. Speaking of winning something, on to the last category of the night, the non-game changer award. You right, Andy?
There's been a few game changers tonight already.
Yeah, there has been a few game changers.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Whoa. I believe in you, Andy.
First nomination was the TMB Morgan King edition. I should clarify. Let's just roll it back one step, Josh. The non-game changer award is for a product that was promised to be a game changer, absolutely revolutionised things,
mm-hmm.
and did not deliver. Overpromised, underdelivered. First nomination, TMB Morgan King.
I mean, that is an impressive-looking break.
I'm not sure it qualifies, though.
I'm sure that it works very well.
Because... You can't under-deliver when it hasn't been delivered.
Right, yeah. Like, Andy, did you pay for yours?
Yeah.
Did you get yours?
No.
That's very under-delivered.
No.
Next.
Moving on. Strelok. The app Strelok being disallowed.
Oh, really?
Because of the Russian trade bans and such. So you can't download Strelok anymore.
Oh, really? Is that what happened? I did not know.
That's what happens. I never used it anyway.
Now, I think that's an unfair nomination because it's not a game changer. It never claimed to be a game changer.
No.
Yeah, more sympathy changer. No, that doesn't work. All right, Spur chassis.
Shut
that one down real quick. That was not this year. It's been around for a number of years.
There you go. Okay. Still haven't seen it around, though.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, well, it's not. It's. I mean, would you buy it?
It's definitely not a game changer.
Okay, good. MDT bags. Now, these are only recently announced.
What?
Rough.
Yeah.
I didn't know they even made bags.
They just like they just appeared on the scene and they're already no good.
They bought Warhouse Developments.
Yeah. I see.
And so they're now MDT bags.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, there's only recent announcements.
Yep.
The winner of last year's Rifles innovation chassis, the Sedeo chassis. It's not a game changer.
Right. Well, I mean, it was last year, so I guess it didn't change much this year.
Well, it was last year's rifle innovation.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. See. Okay. Good. Fair point.
Nice scope on it.
The KDEC chassis.
Hey.
Like the green.
Yeah, green. Blends into the background quite nicely. Jumper, yeah. Really.
Colour coordinated.
Yeah, it's like it was planned. Really, it was planned really that way. Yeah. That.
Mm. The most nominated for this category, Andy Little.
Oh, really?
Has been nominated again.
Oh, that's a scary photo.
I never promised I would deliver.
Yeah, but it's implied. All right, anything in that list, gentlemen, that
Hang
you need
on,
to...
Hang on, there's one more that hasn't made it to your list.
Far out, Josh. I'm on the show.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll just mute myself.
Please do. That'll be work for everyone.
Thank you. Right.
Thinks he's second content creator of the year.
Well, now I'm curious over here. Yeah, okay. What do you have to say, Josh?
You'll find out in a minute.
Anyone that you guys would like to add to the list? Or is there anything you want to discuss?
It's hard to get over the obvious choice.
Apparently the crowd's cheering for it. No, nothing to add?
Nothing.
Well,
I've got nothing.
I would like to draw everyone's attention to the numbers up on this board here. Because I believe the best nomination, and in fact, the winner of the Non-Game Changer Award is Plushy's claim of 10,000 rounds a year, which he only barely got halfway on.
There we go.
Barely
that
only claimed
a second round
10,000 rounds a year. That's not 10,000.
Can I defend myself?
No.
No, right, okay.
On to the... All right, that's it. Well... Go on, give it a go. I'm curious to hear what your take is.
I've been very restricted in my shooting.
Well done, Josh. Content and creator of the year. You're upgraded. Let's go. Let's give two awards to that one. Very good. No, come on, Plushy. Tell us all about it.
What
excuse are you going to give? Oh, work was busy or something.
Mm. Exactly. Life gets busy. It's hard to shoot all the time.
Whatever. You're busy with life. I've got 8,601 two rounds, actually, added to that. So, right. You know,
So can we talk about next year?
No.
We're going to have a centerfire round count and 20. A rimfire round count.
No, because then we won't get good memes like the one. All right, excellent, guys. Well, that is the Golden Heats for 2023.
How good.
A massive thanks to everyone who nominated someone, everyone who won an award, everyone that came into the room. We got a few presents for the guys in the room. Andy, you want to walk around there and just start throwing out stuff that's over there to anyone who wants it
just,
or doesn't
just
want
start
it?
Yeeting.
Thanks to all of our guests, Aaron. Thank you for coming up. Ben, thank you for making it down. And Maxwell, thanks for joining us
thank
as well.
Thank you for having me.
There's some presents and gifts for all the crew. Oh, thanks, man. Was that for me to throw?
Oh, wow.
That's
rejected.
Good. Cool. All right, there we go. And massive thanks to our sponsors. Scoped out. There's dew on there. Projector weight's turning into just a flat out fight here. The bearded chap. Ow. Whoa. Something seriously gone wrong there.
Stop it,
that's all good. Okay. We're still alive. It's fine.
We're doing it live.
Projector Warehouse still going on there if you watch the video. And the bearded chap as well, been with us all year again. And that is, I think, about it for the 2023 Golden Yeet. So let's finish in the normal style there, Plushy. Let's go.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus. There's expensive things over here.
I don't feel safe.
Thanks, Pop. Thanks.
Oh dear. Oh.